by dialing the toll-free number, which is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. All totally free at freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, we'll talk to Alex in New Jersey on the amp line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was on the BBS, and one of your members recommended a book called Mistakes Were Made, But Not By Me. And it talks about cognitive dissonance and cognitive bias and how it helps us to justify hurtful actions, such as what the police do.
Mm-hmm.
And a very interesting topic noted in the book was they did MRIs on people, and they talked about their political affiliations. And when information was brought to them that was consonant with their currently understood beliefs that they feel, the emotional part of their brain lit up. And when dissonant information was given to them, for example, like their political guy is bad because he did something wrong,
mm-hmm.
the rationalization part of the brain was shut down. And unfortunately,
if they got information that was contradictory to their viewpoint, I would think they would rationalize that away. Do you have that backwards?
The book said that the rationalization part of the brain was shut down, and when consonant information was presented, the emotional part of the brain would light up.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I think that I think it's interesting because even we are still humans as voluntarists, and we were still susceptible to that. So I think it's difficult when we're having an argument to try and make it as rational and logical as possible without getting the emotions into it, you know what I mean?
I think that most of the time when I have discussions with people about the idea of smaller government or no government in a particular area, the first thing that they come up with is human sort of emotional sorts of arguments. What about the poor people? Well, poor people are poor because they've made bad decisions. If we incentivize them to make bad decisions, they'll continue to make bad decisions. If they're incentivized to make good decisions, they'll make better decisions. Do you understand? You say that and you're an evil person. There are people right now that are saying, "God, what a jerk!" Just from me saying that.
Heartless, Mark.
But I think though that we're all hardwired that way in a sense. So we have to try. I'm thinking and combat that and suppress that dissonant feeling. And one of the best ways the book recommends to do it is by having a third party with you at all times to try and step back from things. Because whenever you tell a story, you always do it from your own perspective, and you can have memories, vivid memories of things that never even happened before, and we're all susceptible to it.
Yeah.
So I think that's a skill that could be practiced, and I highly recommend the book. It's called Mistakes Were Made, But Not By Me.
Interesting observations.
So, I don't know if I don't know if rational, illogical arguments are necessarily the way to win people over.
I think emotional ones.
Yeah. I think emotional ones that appeal to people's.
You have to find out what people want. And then show them how they can get what they want without using violence against their neighbor. I mean, you have to show people how the marketplace, and freedom can bring them what it is they're looking for. If it's a clean environment, as we were talking about last hour, show them how the government is the biggest polluter, and that the idea of putting the government and all their cronies in business in charge of cleaning up the environment is pretty ludicrous right on its face if you really start to think about it. Show them how they can get clean water and clean air from having true property rights and market competition. And if they want to feed the poor, show them how it is that the government welfare programs just waste money on a dramatic scale, and instead show them how that money can be allocated much more accurately if each individual is able to decide for themselves how much to allocate and to where to allocate it. So there are lots of ways to go about this. I happen to agree with you, Mark. I think appealing to people's emotions, showing them how they can get what they want, which will give them that feeling of satisfaction of like, oh, wow, that's kind of a neat
idea. I think you have
to
get to them with their emotions, mm-hmm. and then show them something logical that they can't pick apart as a solution.
Right. But, you know, people are different, too, and sometimes you have to evaluate whether there's somebody who's left-brained or right-brained. Right-brain is the emotional, intuitive side, whereas the left-brain is the more analytical. Some people are very analytical.
They absolutely are.
Most people are emotional, though, wouldn't you say?
Probably yes, probably nowadays I'd say.
Well, I know that the way to sell products is what you're told, and the ways to sell products is through emotion, and I can see it. I mean, you know, I consider myself to be rational, although the people in the BBS say that I'm the emotional one on the show. Of course, comparing to Ian, it's difficult. to be otherwise. But you know, I consider myself to be rational, that I make decisions based on logic and reason. However, what I found, especially as I'm getting older, is that I enter in so many variables into my decision making process in order to be able to make a rational decision that it gets harder to make decisions. That there's so many facts that you can't, that it's more and more difficult to make a decision.
Thank you, Alex, for the call. Appreciate the discussion. 800-259-9231. Advertising seems to be far more effective when you're targeting people's emotions. I mean, think about a shampoo commercial, for instance. You know, what's the one with the girls that are, they sound like they're orgasming when they're putting, I forget what the brand name, Herbal Essences, I think is what it is. They look like they're getting off by putting shampoo in their hair.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at a commercial like that, and then would you want to run that commercial to advertise your product, or would you want to run a commercial that says, our brand is better than the other brand because we have lower price, better quality, and, you know, running down the facts of why your brand is better than the other. It makes a lot more sense to have the girl orgasming on screen.
I don't know. You know, when it comes to shampoo, you look for the benefits. I suppose with it, if you had dandruff, you'd think Head and Shoulders or Selsun Blue or whatever particular brand it is. So you'd want one that appeals to the things that, the, you know, the needs that you have as far as shampoo goes. But at the same time, it's a great deal of marketing, which is almost all emotional.
Right. Well, you appeal to the emotions, as you were saying, while you give them the information.
Right, and then you implant the facts.
Yeah, or what you claim are the facts. The information, in this case.
The selling points.
Yep. So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Let's go to Bob in Pennsylvania. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, somebody called earlier and was talking about in the state of Pennsylvania, we've reached a new low by making money on juveniles. And, yes, that what he was talking about took place in Luzerne County, where I live, and the city involved is Wilkes-Barre, which is, you know, in other words, if you're wondering where Luzerne County is, it's Wilkes-Barre, which is south of Scranton.
And can you recap what was going on there for people just tuning in?
Yeah, the U.S. Attorney's Office charged two judges here with taking $2.6 million in kickbacks, and they've been taken off the bench.
In order to fill a juvenile detention center full of juveniles that otherwise wouldn't necessarily have gone there.
Yes, their rulings, well, also they were involved with the builder of the juvenile detention center to make money on the deal. And then they,
on the front and the back end.
Yeah, and then they used that to buy a condominium in Florida where the one attorney had a yacht called Real Justice.
Amazing.
Oh, wow. Probably had some girls down there, too, like Spitzer.
So what was where you just wanted to call to verify that was a true story?
Yes, it absolutely is.
Yep, it's believable.
The Saturday edition of the local paper, the Times Leader, has all the details on
so
it.
So basically the judges were getting money on the front end and the back end of the deal to where every single warm body that they put in the juvenile detention center means more money coming in from the state to the detention center. And therefore, the detention center is making all kinds of big bucks, so they pass some of it back to the judges and as a thank you for filling their cells full of kids.
These are egregious breaches, and the kind that would be shut down if they find out about them. But what about the tiny little breaches that go on? This is what happens when power is given to people. Unfortunately, power corrupts.
And that's a territorial monopoly on force and law and justice. And
that's what government is.
Yeah, territorial monopoly.
Thanks, Bob, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
When you say territorial monopoly on law and justice, I mean, it's not like they're... The fact is, you can't get good laws and good justice by giving up the monopoly. You can't... I mean, people know that. Monopolies give you bad products, and therefore you're going to get bad justice and bad law from giving away a monopoly.
Toll-free number, again, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We never actually even got to your secession story, Wayne. Maybe we'll get a chance to. Of course, your calls are the primary element. And we continue with them in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all completely free, including the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts, a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Join the more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will, living trust, even register a trademark. empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. We continue. We go to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, good Dennis. Evening. Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance here in New Hampshire. What's happening tonight?
Well, there's some stuff I wanted to talk about, like how Mark's wrong and you're wrong. But first, I want to talk about how Gene, the Christian anarchist, is wrong.
All right.
There's a lot of people that are wrong today, huh, Dennis?
Oh, you know it. It's like
I'll bet you're right.
Billions of people out there. So I've had my little Honda Insight since 2000. I was one of the first people in California to get one of these things. And I still have the car. That sucker is so paid off, it's ridiculous. It's like an 8-year-old car now. And lifetime of the car, okay, like miles I've driven divided by gallons I dumped into the tank is about 60.
Really? That's pretty good.
Yeah. Now, so, you know.
But they have changed the way they rate those vehicles now, have they not?
Oh, that's not rating. That's number of miles I've driven divided by number of gallons I put in.
I'm not saying that that's not accurate. I'm asking you, have they not changed the way that they rate the, these hybrid vehicles?
I would have no idea.
Yeah, they have. Starting 2008, the model year.
Six, but okay.
No, I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was 08.
Recently.
Yeah, recently. They were more stringent now on how they measure, the EPA measures gas mileage in the cars. They try to make it more real-world oriented, but I think it was also partially due to the fact they were cutting the gasoline with ethanol, which lowers the mileage, too.
But you would say that the highway mileage, or it was city mileage for the Insight was supposed to be 70 miles per gallon. Do you drive mostly highway or mostly city, or how do you...
A mix, and, you know, I don't think it's what... this thing, the sticker said on the side, and I also know it's not what the sticker says on the side with your Buick or your whatever you got. So if the sticker on the side says 38, I'm pretty sure you're getting 20. And I know, like I say, I mean, no matter what anyone's standard is, I can take miles and divide it by gallons dumped in and get 60. So there you go.
There I go. Now, have you been rating it every mile, every gallon, every tank, or do you just kind of check it every once in a while? How do you do it?
Well, the Insight, one of the cool things about it, it has a little monitor on there that tells you, like, instantaneous how many miles per gallon you're getting, and then lifetime of the car, how many miles per gallon you're getting, and, like, this trip, how many miles a gallon. So.
What about Gene's claims that the batteries are really difficult, expensive to replace? Have you had to do a battery swap in the several years you've owned this thing?
I've owned it 8 years. I have yet to have any issue with the battery, and for that matter, just about anything else significant in the car. It's the normal stuff, you know, replace the brake pads and all that jazz.
Is the battery less powerful now than it was when you bought it new?
Not that I can tell. This is one of the surprising things to me. I didn't realize until I got here. If you live in a really, really cold climate, this car kicks ass because this thing starts. I mean, I don't care how cold it gets. My car is the one that starts.
Battery's bigger. That's a two-seater, isn't it, Dennis? Yeah, see, the Insight actually has some advantages over the newer hybrids. For one, because it's smaller and lighter, because most of the new hybrids are four-door sedans or hatchbacks, and they're actually heavier and bigger. And
driving around a bunch of crap you don't usually use, like seats and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and don't get an Insight if you have anything to put in a trunk. The trunk is pretty much the size of... couple of footballs. It's not a trunk.
So here's the question, Dennis, that really counts. When you go out and get a new vehicle, are you getting an Insight?
Well, see, the deal is, when I get a new vehicle, I have to take into account the fact that I have two children now, and if I don't have a four-seater thing that can hold a child seat, I'm going to have serious wife issues.
So you're getting a Civic hybrid?
I have no. What I want to get is one of those hydrogen dealies, because if I want a bomb, I want an H-bomb.
All right, Honda HCX, you mean?
Okay, now tell us why we're wrong.
Talk. Yeah, what was the other thing you want to talk about?
Okay, so about the I was listening to last night's show about the seatbelt law that they're proposing here in New Hampshire, and some of the stuff that Mark was saying that was just wrong, and then some of the stuff that you were saying that was just wrong.
Okay,
so. You know, long and short of it, I think the one thing, aside from you guys being wrong and various things, getting into that, the one thing to bear in mind here is on that committee, it's the Transportation Committee in the House of Representatives, there is a free stater on that committee, and that's cool. There's one. And there's a couple of people on that committee who are on our side. They're going to vote against a seatbelt law, and it doesn't matter how many millions of feds dangle out in front of us. by my count on how the votes are likely to go on this bill, four more freestaters in that committee, and no one would have to be there except for the people that ran for public office in the first place, and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance wouldn't have to raise a big stink and try to get dozens of people to show up because it would be a done deal. We wouldn't even have to fight for it. We did that when we elected the Liberty people.
How many? I mean, that's five freestaters on one committee in the House of Representatives. We currently have five freestaters in the House. How far are we away from that, Dennis?
It really depends on what they want to do. Usually, when you get elected, you can choose which committee you want to be in. We have some committees where we've got two people. We've got other committees where we've got one person. So it really depends. It depends on the nature of the committee. Some of the committees, to be frank, have a lot of bad people in them. Some of the committees have a lot of libertarians in them.
Do you have to be on a committee?
Yeah.
At least one?
You must be assigned at least one committee.
How many damn committees do they have? They have over 400 representatives, so-called. So how many committees are there?
There's about 20 committees, and each one has about 20 reps.
I see. Okay. Well, interesting. So that's an interesting approach, Dennis. So you're saying that the activists could save a lot of time if they actually got some of these folks, these freedom folks, elected.
Well, my mantra, I mean, for me, the Free State Project, primarily, like, what it's been about for me is get 30 hardcore libertarians elected to state reps.
We're pretty close to that.
New people. I don't talk about 30 people. If 30 new people get energized, okay, run, and make it in. As far as I'm concerned, the whole game has changed 8 ways from Sunday. Like, most committees are going to have a tipping point as far as their committee suggestions go. Like, so many of the votes that are the contentious votes are always going to go our way. Basically, there'll be a libertarian veto on anything that comes down. So I think 30 people is all we need. It's just that it has to be 30 people elected in the state house, which in any other state would be completely impossible. But here's, you know, very, very doable. I mean, we've got five in already, and most of them swimming against the Democratic tide and getting elected as Republicans.
Great. Well, people can go get more information on what's happening here at nhliberty.org. And, Mark, I'd be careful about claiming that there are 30 hardcore libertarians in the New Hampshire representatives. I think that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, while they rate representatives, we were looking at some of the numbers recently, and I mean, they can get a B if they've got like a 60%. So, I mean, to claim these are hardcore libertarians, I don't think is really accurate.
Dennis?
No. I mean, 30 hardcore new libertarians, that's what would swing it.
And hardcore libertarians would be nice, too. And that's happening. I thank you for the call, Dennis. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juice juices, and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This show is your show. If you want to bring up whatever you want, that's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go click and download right there from the front page. In fact, just put up a brand new torrent during the middle of the show and send out an update, of course, about it. You can go and grab an entire month's worth of the show just by downloading one little torrent. Actually, the torrent file is small, but the actual download you'll end up getting is several hundred megabytes. But get all the details over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the archives completely free.
So that's this several hundred megabyte file. Is that one month's worth of shows?
It's a whole month's worth of shows, and it's not one file. It's every individual show from that month.
In the same manner that you would get it from the website, but it just calls it up from other people's computers?
Sort of, yeah. So head over to freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI as we go to your phone calls about what you want. And we'll start things out with Matt in Illinois on the Amp Line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Last hour, at the end of the hour, you had Gene the Christian Anarchist on.
Yes.
And he said something that was just untrue.
Okay.
He claimed that DC voltage is more dangerous than AC voltage.
Are you going to drag up this whole Edison-Tesla argument from a century ago?
Right, and then went on to say that that's why they went with AC.
So clear it up.
Which isn't true.
No.
All right. What's going to determine the dangerousness of the voltage is the dangerousness of electricity is actually the current.
Yeah, the amperage.
Your amperage, which is a function of your resistance over the voltage And that's going to be the same whether it's AC or DC. And it's going to, the current is going to go through you if you're grounded. And in fact, if you have a DC charge, it's going to be a matter of how soon, how quickly that, that current passes through you. In other words, you could have a capacitor that has stored in it 20,000 volts. You can touch that capacitor. It will go through you at a current depending on what your personal resistance is. And if it goes through you real fast, you'll feel it, but it ain't going to kill you. Where if you had a source like a battery that has a lot of voltage stored in it that can continue to pump current through you for a longer period of time, then you're going to die.
Hmm.
And in terms of AC, you have a generator somewhere at the other end of the line that's continuously pumping that stuff out. Whereas, so if you, say, stick your finger in a light socket, just as an experiment,
please don't try this at home.
You get that 110 volts for a long, long time because that power company is not turning that sucker off.
Okay.
And you're gonna get that current through your body for hours.
Well, especially if you're grabbing onto something rather than just leaning up against it.
Right. Whereas if you have a battery and you put your hand over it and ground yourself and make yourself into a circuit, that battery's only going to last a couple of minutes before it's completely discharged and you have a good chance of surviving it, or even a couple of seconds.
So you're saying that DC is no more dangerous than is AC?
I'm saying at that kind of voltage, at 100 volts, yes. Now, back when they wanted to determine how to power things in houses, DC voltage was rather low. It usually ran around 5 volts, which is what we run our computers on today. And the problem wasn't that anybody was saying DC was more dangerous than AC. In fact, just the opposite was true. Edison was constantly pointing out that AC, being a higher voltage, was far more dangerous than DC. The problem was delivering it.
Yeah.
You couldn't take 5 volts and deliver it from across town 4 or 5 miles. Every couple of hundred feet, you would have to have something that would
push it some more.
Yeah, amp it up.
Yeah.
So it would be like having an amplifier every 200-300 feet, just so you could get the 5 volts into your house.
And that's where Tesla came in.
Wasn't financially.
Yeah, that's where Tesla came in. Useful. Tesla invented alternating current, which was much easier to transport over distances, over lines, without the amplification issue.
Right, because alternating current is a sine wave, and so the wave goes through the wires. And it'll be pumped out at maybe 115 volts where the pumping station is, where the transformer is or whatever. And
all
then
right.
By the time it gets to your house, it's going to be maybe down to 110.
There you go. A little science lesson. And, of course, like with Gene, we'll have to take your word for it. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. This is what I like about the show is that when somebody's wrong and you can call in and correct them because we might not know.
Right. I mean, how in the world? I know that people think that radio talk show hosts are these geniuses sitting out there, and they'll often call with questions. I don't know. Just some guy with a microphone here, yeah. And, I've got to take your word for it. I've heard bad things and good things about hybrids. I don't know. All I can tell you is that currently, with the prices of hybrids, you're going to have to save a lot of fuel
exactly.
in order to pay it off.
Exactly.
And I'm sure Dennis's is paid off 100 ways to Sunday at 8 years with no major problems, but I don't know how likely that is to happen
for everybody else.
Yeah, if you take a regular Honda Civic, nicely equipped, versus a Honda Civic hybrid, you're talking at least $4,000 to $5,000 difference.
At least three.
At least three. Even with the tax incentives and everything aside. You're talking about several thousand dollars. And over the life of the car, is that going to pay for itself? That's the question.
Yep. You got to look at how many, what's a gallon of gas cost? $2. How many gallons of gas do you use? Is it in city driving? Highway driving? How long is it going to take to pay off? Is it going to take 5 years in order for this thing to see the light of day as far as the difference in the price?
Now, if you
should consider, and like maybe you should consider a used Honda Civic where you can actually save $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 over the new hybrid, because you know I don't know how how do hybrid owners feel about buying used ones? It's all very
true.
Nebulous.
That's very true.
Toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Wisconsin. Mike, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I just had a quick little bit of a backstory, followed by a story, followed by a question posed to you all about the story.
Okay.
So I hope this will last before the break. For the backstory, I have a coworker who, leading up until the primaries, obviously I'm kind of a minarchist, and he's a very liberal Democrat, but we both hated Bush, so we got along pretty well at the office, as long as we both crapped on Bush.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
As the bank started to fail, I kind of ranted about free markets and how, you know, if you're a business and you don't have a good business plan and you start to fail, you deserve to fail, and he agreed.
Hmm.
But post-inauguration, he was a huge Obama supporter.
Oh, I'm sure.
And post-inauguration, I was... you know, I came out of the gates firing with the Obama administration because obviously within the first week they had already murdered, what, 15 Pakistanis that first week?
Yeah, something
and,
like that.
Yeah, and just all sorts of, you know, unconstitutional things right out of the gates. And on Facebook he criticized me and said, oh, your criticism is now destructive instead of being constructive.
He's drinking the Kool-Aid, isn't he?
Yeah. And he basically told me to leave the country. He's like, now you just need to leave the country because, you know, you're just being consistent, basically.
Yeah, we all need to join together. You need to silence your dissent. It's time to join together with everyone else and not question our authority masters.
Hey, well, I hear that. Continue with your line here. You're going to tell us the story and then ask us the question and...
Okay, so today I'm in the office. You know, I'm in the kitchen, kind of washing down dishes at the end of the workday. I messed with some dishes at lunch, and so I'm washing my dishes, and I'm listening to yesterday your guys' podcast from yesterday, and I hear him talking to one of my other coworkers because now since he's unfriended me from Facebook, we don't really talk a lot. I don't really care. But
he unfriended you. I missed that point. You know, we're going to get to your question here in a moment. Hang on, we'll come back with more of Mike and your calls as well about what you want. If you pick up the phone and dial 800-259-9231, the number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. 629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's ENDURING Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, a webcam, and it's all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Did you know that over 35% of IT admins actually admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. We go back to your phone calls about what you want. It's Mike in Wisconsin. And Mike, you were telling us that you've got this coworker that during the Bush administration you both got along with because you, as somebody that loves liberty, was very critical of George Bush, obviously, because he could give a flip about liberty. And so this coworker was really in. You guys had good conversations at that point. Then all of a sudden the new Obama administration gets in. Of course, this guy's a big Obama fan. And now, you know, when you're critical of Obama, now you're a bad guy, apparently. So you've been consistent in your criticisms of the federal government, and now he is showing his inconsistency. He unfriended you from Facebook, and you were going to continue your story. So what happened?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm in the break room today waiting to for my opportunity to, you know, wash my dirty dishes, and I hear him talking to one of my other coworkers, and he was sitting there talking to her, like, yeah, you know, my sister basically made her son, or daughter, I forget, worship Bush for the entire time. So I'm sitting here thinking about, in protest of that, maybe wearing a big Obama T-shirt when I go to visit them tonight. And basically the point of my call tonight was just about, it wasn't really about the inconsistency. It's more of the frightening worship of people that lord over us. I think that was kind of the ultimate point of my call, was just the hypocrisy in that, oh, it's bad for his sister to raise her children to worship Bush, yet he's going over there with this huge emblazoned Obama shirt, and he's got calendars of Obama in his cubicle, and bow down and supplicate to this new leader, and it's okay, whereas, oh, but the old leader's bad.
Well, I agree with you that the guy's inconsistent, and if you're looking for something maybe you can do with him is... you know, I would say that at some point in the relatively near future, you're going to get an opportunity to talk to the guy on a real human-to-human basis. And rather than come out guns blazing and try to show him, you know, look, you're wrong. You didn't believe in Bush, and now you shouldn't believe in Obama because it's inconsistent and it's wrong. That's, you know, that's not going to go anywhere. You will be right as far as I'm concerned. However, you will not be convincing. Maybe what you could say to him, you know, you could just sort of show him some of the inconsistencies that, look, what difference is there really between your sister trying to force her kids to, you know, to her, your sister, you know, trying to convince or control or cajole her kids into believing Bush is the right guy, and you trying to convince or cajole or whatever and me into believing Obama's the right guy? The fact is, these guys have done remarkably similar stuff. And it doesn't matter whether they're enriching the corporations, the big money guys in the corporations, but I mean, or the big money guys in politics. The fact is, money's being squandered and given away, and you know, stolen. And it doesn't really matter who gets it. What matters is that they're stealing it.
You know, I also think an effective way to get through to Obama supporters is to actually cite what you like about Obama, as well as what you disagree with. And that way you look like you're objective, because we're so polarized in this country. And a lot of times you'll say something and somebody all of a sudden has this knee-jerk reaction, as if you're a Republican, you're a, you know, you're a McCain supporter or whatever, so that they think that you're the other side. And
right.
I think you have to come across as being objective and not being partisan if you're going to get through to people.
It's a great point. And you may use this example. Look, it's not like I supported McCain in this, and maybe McCain's a better candidate. But tell me, which mass murderer is better? Is Jeffrey Dahmer better than the Boston Strangler, who's better than Son of Sam? I mean, I don't know how many guys these people killed, but is a mass murderer who killed 60 people somehow worse than a mass murderer who killed 45?
That's right.
And before I head out, guys, if you could wear one T-shirt with a single slogan blazed across the front to offend both parties, if you were in my situation, what would you have on your T-shirt?
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul would be great. No Gods, No Kings would be another good one. I think that it always confuses people.
I don't really wear offensive T-shirts. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue and talk to, I believe we have Justin in Pennsylvania. Justin, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I also have an insight. I've had it since 2003, and I think I paid $16.8 for it, brand new. So it was not that expensive, as Gene seems to think they are.
This is the Honda automobile called an Insight.
Yes, the Honda Insight, the two-seater. The thing I hate about the newer hybrids is it seems that they insist on making the mileage almost equal to, if not a wee bit better than, a standard car.
Mm-hmm.
So in that respect, I can understand people not wanting to pay more for them, because it just isn't all that impressive. But I can definitely verify that in warmer temperatures, I do get around 70 miles per gallon in around my area here.
Mm. The summer gasoline blends are better, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
What about the repairs, new batteries? You've had your what year is this?
2003. Yeah, the main battery pack, the one that powers the electronic assist system, that's the one that Gene was thinking is going to explode and cause a temporal warp or whatever. that one, I think Honda just extended the battery, the replacement plan, out to like 10 years, and it's rare that someone actually has to replace that. Something would have to be, I think, wrong from the get-go with it, like a factory defect or something. But
so within 10 years, they'll replace it on the house? Is what
you mean? Even some people who had problems with it beyond the warranty period when they first instituted the car to the public, Honda usually just said, you know, whatever, we'll just replace it for free.
They took care of it. Huh.
And it wasn't anything terrible. It was just the battery wouldn't hold charge, or would discharge too quick, or it was usually less the battery and more than it was the computer system not reading the battery properly.
How's your car handle in the curves?
Pretty cool. It's a little car, so I just zip around little curves, and everyone always gawks at it, and they always ask me about the thing. That really sucks is they stopped making that particular model in 2006. So I think one of the better mass-produced hybrids that was produced so far, they'd ceased making it and replaced it with a stupid
Ford. It is a good car. It's just not practical for a lot of people.
No. Yeah, I'm a single guy. I don't plan on having a family. And in your case, Mark, you would probably, you know, you wouldn't. If you had the money, you could probably have it for like a separate fun car, but
I don't know if it's for fun, but I mean, I essentially drive a car that's it's a small car now. I don't need a lot of, you know, my wife has the mommy mobile with the Honda Element, so, you know, I just have a little crap car that I drive around, and, you know, it doesn't really matter to me how many seats I have.
Out in L.A., I know a lot of friends who have Priuses now, because when you're in stop-and-go traffic all the time, it's great not to have to run your engine and just run the battery power. And I've had friends who have them, and you get in the car, and you pull out of the driveway, and you're not even running the motor yet. You're running the electric motor, not the engine.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like much
either. It starts itself up.
Yeah, it sounds like nothing at first. Yeah, the thing that sucks between the Prius and the Insight is, I don't know why they didn't do this, but on the Insight, it has the auto engine shut off when it reaches 19 miles per hour, and below it'll just shut off, and you're basically just cruising, coasting.
Mm-hmm.
But the Prius will run solely on battery power up to like 20 or 25. But in Europe, you know, the same car has a chip in it that makes the car run up to 35 on battery alone. So
they also have people who put additional batteries in the trunk of the Prius and get 150 miles per gallon.
Oh yeah, yeah. If I had to get another hybrid, whatever forbid that my car bust up or whatever, because I love the little thing. If I had to get on the hybrid, I would get the Prius, only because I know about that chip you can put in to increase its ability to run on battery power alone.
Neat.
So Prius is a pretty good car if you want to go and get an aftermarket chip to make it.
Yeah, it's only like $50, and I saw the instructions, and it's pretty easy to put in.
I also understand.
I do not know why they didn't incorporate that into the American model versus the European model.
I also understand the newer model Prius is going to have a solar panel on the roof to also charge the batteries more.
Yep.
That's pretty cool stuff. Yeah. Well, thank you for the discussion. Anything else on your mind?
Nope, that's it.
All right, Justin, thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We continue with William in Connecticut. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you were talking about secession earlier.
Yes, sir.
And pertaining to the House concurrent resolution number 6, which I'm very impressed by that.
This is a New Hampshire House resolution that
you're
proposing.
Yeah.
Wayne's going to tell us a little bit more about it. You say you like it?
Oh, definitely. It looks like something I would have wrote myself. Anyway, if you really want to secede, you need your own money. That's the most important thing. Because
I'm in favor of it. We'll come back and talk to you more. I'm actually all in favor of having New Hampshire having its own money and having various different monies to choose from.
I'm not in favor of New Hampshire, the state, having its own money. I'm in favor of people in New Hampshire trading things of value for things of value.
Right, but I would like to see some sort of money originating from New Hampshire. I think that would be a nice thing. More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. We'll talk about secession and take your calls about what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.